Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 30.
Bonjour à tous.
Eh oui, nous sommes de retour. Un tout petit peu en retard.
Ah oui, on vous a fait poireauter un petit peu, hein.
We have indeed made you hang around a little bit. Et c'est à cause de Pierre Benoît, en fait.
Oui, je n'étais pas en grande forme, pour être honnête.
C'est dommage.
Et donc maintenant, je dois avouer que j'ai refait le plein d'énergie, je me sens mieux. Et donc, je suis vraiment très content d'être de retour avec vous.
Et nous aussi, on est très content de que tu sois avec nous.
Très bien, ben merci. On arrête les gentillesses et puis on va travailler un petit peu.
C'est une très bonne idée. Ok, we're back with another episode of Coffee Break French. And if this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break French you've listened to, then you should know that we have a full back catalogue taking you from an absolute beginner level up to an advanced stage. And there are many, many listeners all around the world who have done exactly that with Coffee Break French over the past few years. Okay, as usual, we're following the story of Sylvie and her mother Monique, and her friend Mathieu and his friend Gabriel in a series of emails. And today we're going to be looking at the latest email from Sylvie to her mother.
Alors, écoutons le texte.
Salut maman, merci pour tout ce que tu as fait pour nous ce week-end. J'ai passé un super moment en votre compagnie. Cela fait toujours du bien de retourner aux sources. J'ai refait le plein d'énergie. C'était aussi super de revoir Guillaume. Il me manque aussi beaucoup. Je te promets que je vais faire un effort et prendre de ses nouvelles plus régulièrement. Cela ne veut pas dire que je ne pense pas à lui, mais quand je rentre du boulot, j'oublie tout, même d'écrire à mon frère. Dorénavant, je vais faire attention. Par contre, je dois avouer que je n'ai pas été impressionnée par Patrick. Il porte toujours trop d'après-rasage à mon goût. Malgré le temps qui passe, il y a certaines choses qui ne changent pas. Pour le numéro de téléphone, je ne sais pas trop car je sens qu'il va être pot de colle. Et je n'ai pas besoin de ça en ce moment. De plus, il faut bien qu'il comprenne que je ne suis pas attirée par lui. Alors peux-tu attendre un peu que j'y réfléchisse? D'ailleurs, dois-je te rappeler que j'ai un rendez-vous avec Mathieu, l'homme du RER ce week-end? Rappelle-toi, je t'en ai bien parlé. On se retrouve samedi à 11h devant la station de métro. Tu me surprends de ne pas t'en souvenir. Pas de panique, je te dirai comment ça s'est passé. En fait, plutôt que de te faire poireauter devant ton ordinateur, je t'appellerai. Ce sera beaucoup plus simple. En plus, j'aurai ta réaction en direct. Il me tarde d'être à samedi. En ce qui concerne le sport, tu as entièrement raison. Je dois me motiver pour retourner courir. C'est un sport qui me permet de tout oublier et surtout qui me permet de rester en forme. Tu sais, c'est toujours dur de se motiver quand tu es seul. Il me faut juste un peu de volonté. Pour la piscine, je sais qu'il y en a une pas trop loin de chez moi, mais ce qui me manque, c'est le temps. Concernant le cinéma, j'ai entendu parler de ce film. J'ai même lu le livre en terminale en cours de lettres. Il paraît que Leonardo joue très bien dans ce film. Je vais attendre un peu avant d'aller le voir, car peut-être que Mathieu aime le cinéma. Si c'est le cas, peut-être que cela pourrait être une bonne excuse pour un deuxième rendez-vous. Je devrais garder les pieds sur terre. Je ne le connais même pas encore. Bon, je te laisse, mais je te donnerai des nouvelles très rapidement. Bise, Sylvie.
Ah, que de bonnes expressions et de beaux subjonctifs, Marc.
Tout à fait, et on va en parler tout à l'heure.
Ah oui, bien sûr, parce que maintenant, tu vas nous faire une petite explication du texte en anglais.
Exactement. Okay, so Sylvie begins by thanking her mother for everything that she did at the weekend. She really enjoyed spending time with her family.
J'ai passé un super moment en votre compagnie.
She was also delighted to see her brother Guillaume, and she promises to make more of an effort to keep in touch with him, following Monique's hinting last time. Monique was also hinting about the possibility of Sylvie getting to know Patrick better. But Sylvie puts a stop to this by pointing out that he always wears too much aftershave. She's not too keen on the idea of giving him her phone number in case he calls all the time. She's not remotely attracted to him and reminds her mother that her date with Mathieu is fast approaching.
Dois-je te rappeler que j'ai rendez-vous avec Mathieu, l'homme du RER, ce week-end?
She promises to call her mother after the date to let her know how it goes rather than having her hang around in front of her computer awaiting an email. Sylvie agrees with her mother with regard to fitness and explains that she has to really motivate herself to go out running. It's difficult to be motivated when she's on her own. She may give some more thought to the idea of swimming as there's a pool not too far away, but her problem is, and I'm sure she's not alone here, she just doesn't have enough time. Monique had also asked her about the latest film with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it turns out that Sylvie read the book of this film in her literature class at school. She hopes that Mathieu enjoys the cinema and perhaps they'll be able to go and see the film together. It will be a good excuse for a second date.
Peut-être que cela pourrait être une bonne excuse pour un deuxième rendez-vous.
But she reminds herself to keep her feet firmly on the ground as they've not even had their first date. And with that, she ends her email to her mother. Alors Pierre-Benoît, qu'est-ce qui se passe maintenant?
Eh bien maintenant nous allons regarder plus en détail mes quatre expressions.
Les quatre expressions choisies par Pierre-Benoît. Donc nous allons commencer avec la première qui est une expression excellente.
Merci.
Dorénavant je vais faire attention.
Oh là 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 là.
Ah oui. C'est pour ça que je l'ai choisi.
Dorénavant.
Oui.
Dorénavant.
Alors, it sounds like we've got three words here. Mm-hmm. Okay, or two words, dorénavant, or dorénavant. It's actually one word, dorénavant.
Now, this expression means from now on.
Yes, and it's not commonly used, can I say, because it really belongs to a register of language that's quite high.
Yeah, I mean, you would see it in a novel, for example.
Exactement.
And it's perhaps a slightly older expression, would you say?
Yes, it's older, but I think it's a lovely, lovely word.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little about the structure of the word?
The construction of the word. It's more like dorénavant. We've got this word or, okay, O-R-E-S. You've got d'ores et déjà, dorénavant. And it's like from now, or is more like now, okay? And then from now on, so it's something you're going to be doing from now on, dorénavant.
Are there other expressions like
dorénavant? There's actually a similar expression as d'ores et déjà. So D apostrophe O-R-E-S, et déjà. So you've got four words if you count the apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in one word.
And does that mean the same?
Yes, I would use it exactly the same.
So we've got d'ores et déjà.
Oui. D'ores et déjà and dorénavant.
And dorénavant. We could also say in perhaps less flowery French, désormais.
Oui, désormais, and we still have that OR, that OR in it. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So all of these phrases can be used to mean from now on.
Yeah.
And in the case of the text here, Sylvie is saying, from now on, I am going to pay attention to things. She's talking about keeping in touch with her brother. So she's now going to take care to get in touch with him more regularly.
That's also the reason why I chose that expression, because in this whole set, you've got faire attention. And I think faire attention can be tricky.
It can, because on a very basic level, it just means to be careful.
Yeah,
faire attention,
right.
Faire attention. Mm-hmm. But here, we're talking more, and we need to look more carefully at the context here, but we're talking more about not being careful, but taking care to do something.
Keeping in mind, okay,
exactly.
Making a point of it's all this. That's kind of embedded in the actual expression.
So in this particular expression, Sylvie is saying that she's going to take care to remember to contact her brother more regularly. And that's why she's using the je vais faire attention. Dorénavant, je vais faire attention.
Alors, elle te plaît mon expression, Marc ?
Elle me plaît beaucoup. Dorénavant, je vais essayer d'utiliser cette expression autant que je peux.
D'accord, bah très bien. Autant que possible. Alors, c'est parti.
Ok, donc expression numéro 2.
Pour le numéro de téléphone, ben je ne sais pas trop, car je sens qu'il va être pot de colle et je n'ai pas besoin de ça en ce moment.
Okay, I think we should contextualize this one too a little. We're talking about Patrick. Patrick being the young man that Monique was suggesting could get in touch with Sylvie anytime he was in Paris and so on. But I think...
She was trying to match them up, wasn't she?
She was. Mm-hmm. I think here Sylvie is trying to put the brakes on a little. She's saying, pour le numéro de téléphone, for as far as the phone number is concerned, je ne sais pas trop. I'm not really sure. Because...
Je sens qu'il va être pot de colle, I love that.
So literally, if we were translating this literally, I feel that he is going to be like a pot of glue.
A pot of glue.
So right. In other words, he's going to be sticky or he's going to be more
clingy.
Clingy. Yeah.
He's going to be too much in my face. He's going to be fooling me all the time. Yeah. She doesn't want that. Être pot de colle.
Excellent
which can
expression.
Be used in other expressions like parents with children. Mm-hmm. What else? You could say, mon fils est très pot de colle en ce moment. But I think that just tells you exactly that my son is a bit too clingy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, être pot de colle, and that's P-O-T, not P-E-A-U.
Oui.
Attention, être pot de colle. And the thing is, Sylvie n'a pas besoin de ça en ce moment. She doesn't need that. At the moment.
Avoir besoin de. We've seen that, but it's always nice to see this expression as well.
Okay.
So I quite like that. But the put call is the thing that I thought was worth considering.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, on va continuer avec notre troisième expression.
Alors, peux-tu attendre un petit peu que j'y réfléchisse?
So before Sylvie decides whether or not that she wants to give her phone number to Patrick, she asks her mother, can you wait a bit? Give me some time to think. Can you wait until I've had time to think? And it's this waiting for something to happen, which of course means we've got to think about the subjunctive.
Exactly. Well, that's why I chose the whole phrase here, because that's nothing like a new. I think we've seen both expressions before, but you've got the attendre, right? And you've got the réfléchir, so it triggers a subjunctive, but then you've got the pronoun, which is why here, the j'y réfléchis. That's why I chose the whole phrase.
So, réfléchir à quelque chose, oh, right. Think about something.
Très bien. So, if it's something that's been mentioned before, you don't want to mention it again, so you use the pronoun, and the pronoun comes before the verb. So, attendre un peu que j'y réfléchisse.
So, can you wait a little that I to it reflect?
Yeah, or of it reflect, yeah.
So, alors peux-tu attendre un petit peu que j'y réfléchisse? And we need to think about réfléchir in the subjunctive a little, because the formation of réfléchir, of course, for the formation of any subjunctive, we are more likely to go to the third person plural form of the present tense. Je réfléchis, tu réfléchis,
c'est il correct.
Réfléchit, nous réfléchissons, vous réfléchissez, ils réfléchissent.
Bravo.
And take off that ENT. and then add our normal ending. So here we would be je réfléchisse, and so on for the subjunctive endings. And it's just a nice verb, réfléchir, used in the subjunctive.
Yeah, and in French we use réfléchir a lot, when in English we just say I need to think about this. Mm-hmm. So would you, I think in French we wouldn't say je dois y penser. I think it's really réfléchir when you have to really give it a good thought.
Yeah,
when you have to ponder or really give it a good thought.
Okay, it's time to move on to our final expression then for this lesson.
En fait, plutôt que de te faire poireauter devant ton ordinateur, je t'appellerai.
Oh, that's cruel. We had to wait for the final expression. Okay, so you had to poireauter, to get to poireauter.
Poireauter, to hang around.
To hang around, to wait. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love that word. Okay, it is not a very high register of language.
Okay, so it's quite colloquial.
Yes, okay. It's not rude, it's not, you know, it's not slang.
And I'm going to put you on the spot here. Does it have anything to do with the word for a leak and poireau?
Yes. Yes, and it's not toilet humour. It's not the same leak we're talking about.
Absolutely
here.
Not. No, we're talking about the vegetable.
Yeah. So, poireauter, ER verb, or faire le poireau, right? Or rester planté.
Ah, okay.
Because if you're rester planté there, you're not doing anything. You're staying there, waiting for something to happen. Or basically, you've not been doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay?
So the idea of a leak planted in the ground.
Doesn't do anything.
It's not doing anything.
It's growing, but it's not changing in the sense that it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So it's hanging around, basically, waiting to grow.
Rester immobile. Uh-huh. That's the idea of that. Motionless, if you want. And if you say, j'ai poireauté une heure devant le magasin, right, that you waited there for an hour, did nothing.
Mm-hmm. And is it negative? Does it give the impression of you're hanging around waiting for someone?
Yes, it's not positive. It's usually at the expense of, someone caused that.
Okay, as opposed to wandering around for fun.
Yes, exactly. You could be with someone and the person goes into a shop and basically, oh, j'en ai marre de poireauter. I've had enough. You know, I'm waiting for you here. I'm fed up with this. Could be also a date.
Okay.
J'ai poireauté pendant une demi-heure, mais elle n'est jamais venue.
Ah, dommage. Just one thing to really be clear about, and that is when we're talking about hanging around here, we're not talking about hanging out with your friends, for example.
No.
Hanging around, it really does mean you're waiting for someone, you're waiting for something to happen.
Exactement, and I'm repeating myself, but the best example would be j'ai poireauté une heure devant le magasin.
I hung around outside the shop waiting for someone to come or for something to happen.
It's interesting how in English you have to say a wee bit more, you have to explain it, okay? But I think poireauter or faire le poireau is an excellent French expression to use.
It's not Belgian.
Ah non, ça c'est différent. Ce serait plus poireau, P-O-I-R-O-T.
Yeah, faire le Hercule Poirot.
c'est ça.
Okay, getting off topic a little bit here. I think we need to get back because it's time now to listen to our text one more time.
C'est parti.
From the beginning.
Salut maman, merci pour tout ce que tu as fait pour nous ce week-end. J'ai passé un super moment en votre compagnie. Cela fait toujours du bien de retourner aux sources. J'ai refait le plein d'énergie. C'était aussi super de revoir Guillaume. Il me manque aussi beaucoup. Je te promets que je vais faire un effort et prendre de ses nouvelles plus régulièrement. Cela ne veut pas dire que je ne pense pas à lui, mais quand je rentre du boulot, j'oublie tout, même d'écrire à mon frère. Dorénavant, je vais faire attention. Par contre, je dois avouer que je n'ai pas été impressionnée par Patrick. Il porte toujours trop d'après-rasage à mon goût. Malgré le temps qui passe, il y a certaines choses qui ne changent pas. Pour le numéro de téléphone, je ne sais pas trop car je sens qu'il va être pot de colle et je n'ai pas besoin de ça en ce moment. De plus, il faut bien qu'il comprenne que je ne suis pas attirée par lui. Alors, peux-tu attendre un peu que j'y réfléchisse? D'ailleurs, dois-je te rappeler que j'ai un rendez-vous avec Mathieu, l'homme du RER, ce week-end? Rappelle-toi, je t'en ai bien parlé. On se retrouve samedi à 11h devant la station de métro. Tu me surprends de ne pas t'en souvenir. Pas de panique, je te dirai comment ça s'est passé. En fait, plutôt que de te faire poireauter devant ton ordinateur, je t'appellerai. Ce sera beaucoup plus simple. En plus, j'aurai ta réaction en direct. Il me tarde d'être à samedi. En ce qui concerne le sport, tu as entièrement raison. Je dois me motiver pour retourner courir. C'est un sport qui me permet de tout oublier et surtout qui me permet de rester en forme. Tu sais, c'est toujours dur de se motiver quand tu es seul. Il me faut juste un peu de volonté. Pour la piscine, je sais qu'il y en a une pas trop loin de chez moi, mais ce qui me manque, c'est le temps. Concernant le cinéma, j'ai entendu parler de ce film. J'ai même lu le livre en terminale en cours de lettres. Il paraît que Leonardo joue très bien dans ce film. Je vais attendre un peu avant d'aller le voir, car peut-être que Mathieu aime le cinéma. Si c'est le cas, peut-être que cela pourrait être une bonne excuse pour un deuxième rendez-vous. Je devrais garder les pieds sur terre. Je ne le connais même pas encore. Bon, je te laisse, mais je te donnerai des nouvelles très rapidement. Bise, Sylvie.
Alors, c'est tout pour cet épisode de Coffee Break French.
Oui, j'espère que vous avez tous passé un super moment en notre compagnie.
Tout à fait. Et en fait, désolé encore de vous avoir fait poireauter un petit peu
très bien.
Épisode, mais quand même,
et
on est contents.
Dorénavant, nous essaierons d'être plus prompts et d'être là à l'heure. Il n'y aura plus de retard.
Ben, on espère.
D'accord, on espère.
Allez, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.